Hello and welcome to the Brian Noonan Show podcast, starring Brian Noonan Show and Cody Goff. I'm Cody Goff. How are you, Brian Noonan Show?
I've actually legally changed my name now to Brian Noonan Show.
Yeah,
because my whole life is a show. I'm nothing when I'm not on.
I was going to ask you about that. How was that process for you?
Well, it was tedious, as you can imagine. A lot of bureaucracy, a lot of paperwork, a lot of red tape. But I figured this is how my life is. When the red light is on, I'm on. When there's no show, I have nothing. I'm just a blob sitting in a corner.
When the red light is on, I'm on.
Right. And something... when the red light is off, I'm off.
Right.
That's it.
I was just trying
there's
to think
no
of
show.
A, I was trying to think of a red light district joke to make, and it just didn't come to me.
Like, when the red light's on, I'm buying whores?
Yeah.
Like that? Or like that kind of joke?
Or you're selling your body. I don't know.
I'm selling my body.
I don't
sure,
know what you sell on the weekends.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light because Noonan Show has one on.
Right.
That's right. Me and the police.
I would sell my body for a lot of
would
money.
Would you really?
Yeah. Maybe.
Listen, who's going to buy my body? I would say, oh, yeah, I'll sell it, knowing full well nobody would buy my body. Except maybe there's some like rich, very old, very rich woman who would think somehow I'm a hot young thing. She would have to be very old. To think I was a hot young thing, like 97. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't accept the money from a 97-year-old.
Really?
One, because I have morals and ethics. Two, I'm afraid I'd break her hip because I'm an angry lover. Always.
That's
right.
Wow.
I am an angry... Hey, is this the podcast you were looking forward to? This is how you wanted to start out?
Happy Valentine's
yeah,
Day,
really,
everybody.
Valentine's
well,
Day.
We're recording this just after Valentine's Day.
Sure we are.
Concluded. Was yours involving
I'm an old married guy, so my Valentine's Day was what you would expect. But I will say, I presented a Valentine's Day that back in my dating days would have guaranteed me carnal knowledge to know with no boundaries.
Oh, my.
It was unbelievable.
Let's hear about it.
Well, no, I think I did a pretty good job on Valentine's Day this year. I'm not the most romantic guy. And I think that's well documented on many levels.
That's fine. There's a writer I've been reading with my girlfriend who says that culture...
That's a sentence I have never uttered.
That you're reading something?
With my girlfriend.
Well,
even when she was, or like, my wife and I are reading the same author. We're very fascinated as we sit in the study drinking cognac and pretending we're intellectuals because I wear an ascot and spats.
Well, you're not, you've never been with a PhD in comparative literature.
No, that's, you're right. That's true. All
so,
right. So there's an author that you and your girlfriend are reading.
And who says that culture reduces love to romance.
True. I believe that to be true because it's not all hot and heavy and flowers and fireworks all the time.
No.
Next month, we'll have been married 25 years. We dated 3 years before that. We've been together almost 30 years. Boy, that shocked look on your face was like, who would put up with you for half of that? A quarter, one-tenth of that. I understand, but, you know, I'm very good at the Stockholm syndrome. I have her convinced that she, you know.
Did you rescue her?
No, she's my hostage, but she has grown to love
me. Oh, right. I was thinking the one where you fall in love with the nurse.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's the other syndrome.
I don't know. She might have that, too.
There was a war movie about it.
Notebook?
Nope, not that one.
Saving Private Ryan.
Nah, different one.
Full Metal Jacket.
No, there's a slow-moving one.
Pearl Harbor.
I don't remember.
A movie?
It was the guy is like all bandaged up and his whole
Coming Home?
His whole body's bandaged up.
That was a great Coming Home. Jane Fonda naked in there, right? Oh, that was a good one. Anyway, no.
It's 80s, I think, this one. And then the girl nurses him back to health and then he falls in love with her. I don't remember. The English patient.
The English patient. I know the film, never saw it.
I didn't care for it, but I was 14 or something when I saw it.
Yeah, that's not a movie for a 14-year-old boy.
Mm-mm.
Unless he's, you know, some sort of British film aficionado.
Which I aspire to be.
Is that really what you're... All right, so we've... Has culture made love about romance in your case? Did you get romantic or did you say, listen, baby, because I know that's what you call your lady, baby,
mm-hmm.
and also your lady and your, you know, that's what you call her.
Sure.
Hey, my lady, because you do still strive to be a British aficionado. Did you say, I didn't get you anything for Valentine's Day. We're doing nothing for Valentine's Day because culture has reduced our love to romance. And I will not reduce our love. Our love is above romance. Did you play that card?
She's actually the one that kept bringing it up. And I think that was to lower her own expectations.
Oh,
I think that was to
have you disappointed her in the past? I would find it hard to believe you haven't.
Of course you would. Our first Valentine's Day, you may remember, famously, we went to Taco Bell breakfast.
Right.
Which,
classy.
You know, good way to keep her around.
Sure.
2 years later, here
yeah.
we are. Last year,
she loves your chalupa.
Neither of us remember what we did last year. So clearly nothing exciting.
Yeah.
You don't remember either?
Of course not.
What I did for Valentine's Day? How dare you, Brian?
I don't remember what you did for Valentine's Day. I don't remember if I was even around on I remember Valentine's Day 2 years ago because we were at Mardi Gras. That's the only reason I remember Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
Right.
Because we were at Mardi Gras and I had bought something in advance so I could give it to her in New Orleans. So I do plan ahead, I guess.
We planned ahead. We had a bottle of wine that we had brought back from Spain last summer.
Ooh.
And we saved.
We drank a bottle of Spanish wine on Valentine's Day as well.
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Okay, go ahead.
Look at us. We're starting to intersect.
Oh, this is horrifying.
Oh, it's, really. All these years
Did I
together,
mention that I just spent 28 hours straight playing video games?
Oh, my goodness.
No, that would never happen.
That almost beats my record.
All right, so you drank some Spanish wine. That sounds like a good start so far.
Yes.
Did you drink it just... Did you drink it because it was Valentine's Day, or do you just drink wine on a random Tuesday?
I'm not much of a drinker, and I actually don't drink wine very much.
Okay.
So we brought it back a few bottles of Spanish wine and gave them all away but one.
And you kept it?
We were saving it for something, and we didn't know what, but yeah, we did that and had some Spanish meat that we came upon as well that we had saved. So we were...
You saved your Spanish meat?
I mean...
I could not. I ate it so fast.
That was smart.
It was delicious. Was it not? Did it not? Well, it's cured, right? The stuff you brought back?
It was, but it was smashed in my bag so tightly, I guess, that it was all... We had. So I had some meat that was, you know, sliced like a deli, you know, thin strips, but they were all pressed together so tightly.
Oh, that you couldn't get them apart?
Yeah. So right. It wasn't...
Well, still, nice thought.
It was nice.
Sounds
so we did that, had some DiGiorno pizza. And
wow, that's fancy Italian pizza, DiGiorno.
Oh, we were.
You didn't,
It was
man.
Bad. But then on YouTube, I showed her the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, okay.
Which she had never seen.
Never?
We had talked about this. She's never seen the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and I was, when Mary Tyler Moore passed away, I said, that was one of my favorite shows growing up. Mary Tyler Moore and I Love Lucy, which, by the way,
yes,
both of those TV shows, classic TV shows, have female leads.
Correct.
And growing up, they were my favorite TV shows.
Hmm.
But I never once made the connection, ever, before like this month.
Right.
My two favorite shows had female leads, which I think speaks to how our identity politics culture has just made everything a thing. Where it used to just be, I love these two shows. They happen to have female leads.
Yep.
Not, it's about that, you know, about being a woman and woman power.
It's all about empowerment.
I'm going to make jokes about what's between my legs and things like that. You know, it didn't need like an Amy Schumer beat you over the head with those kind of jokes.
They were just funny. Carol Burnett was, I loved watching Carol Burnett. She cracked me up. Mary Tyler Moore, I liked.
Golden Girls.
I was past that.
I loved Golden Girls.
Never watched the Golden Girls. Made jokes about the Golden Girls, but never watched the Golden Girls. I watched I Love Lucy, all the Lucy shows, I guess I watched. But yeah.
But anyway, so we...
So yeah, you turned that on.
We watched them. They were hilarious. It was a mild night. We just stayed, drank some wine and things like that. Now, you said you were proud of your Valentine's Day this year, but we didn't get into that.
Of course not, because I let you tell your story and then I come on with the heat. No, I'm kidding.
Bring the heat.
So, all right. I'm always thinking about like the next gift. Even though I say I'm not romantic, I try to be thoughtful, you know? So a lot of times my gifts may not seem romantic, but there's something that Debbie's either mentioned in the past or I've noticed that she liked something. And I kind of take notes as I go along, despite the fact that in most cases, it looks like I'm not paying attention to anybody but myself.
Of course.
Which I guess could be true. So I'm paying attention. And you've been to our house. You know all that New Orleans artwork we have on the one wall? It's by this artist, Jamie Hayes. And we have a lot. Not an excessive amount, but we have quite a bit. Well, early January, I'm on Facebook, as I'm wont to do, and I had thought about something by him for her for Christmas, and I went to his website and I looked around. I didn't see anything. And I was like, all right. Well, early January comes out. I've just created my first ever Valentine's painting. And I'm like, hello. So it's his style. He's very cool. Again, Jamie Hayes, if you're H-A-Y-E-S. Fascinating sidebar fact, he's colorblind. You saw how colorful all his pictures were.
Wow.
Colorblind, this gentleman. And nuts. What? I started to say nuts, but I tried to embellish it. He's a little bit odd, as all artists are. I met him in New Orleans. We went into his gallery in the French Quarter, and he happened to be there, and he was signing some works, and it was like, oh, this is cool. So I went up, and I introduced myself, and I said, we're big fans of your art, and blah, blah, blah. He said, oh, thank you. And he was just kind of like, when you're talking to somebody, and they kind of seem out there a little bit, you know, like out there. Then he said, hey, have you read this book? And he pulls out a copy of A Confederacy of Dunces, which is a book everybody says you got to read. All my comic friends back in the day, oh, you got to read A Confederacy of Dunces. I read A Confederacy of Dunces. I hated it.
What's it about?
It's about this guy who lives in New Orleans and has a hot dog cart, and he dreams of these big he thinks he's so much smarter and better than everybody else, even though he's like a frumpy dude who lives in his mom's house and pushes this hot dog cart around. And it's, I don't know, it's about 400 pages too long is what it is, to be honest with you. Anyway, so I said, oh, yes, I have read that book, as a matter of fact. Thank you. He goes, oh, I would have given it to you because I want people to read this. He said, but thank you for being honest because I'll pass it on to somebody else. I'm like, okay. Fast forward about 10 minutes. We're standing outside of the gallery getting ready to leave. Out comes a woman with the Confederacy of Dunces. So he gave it to somebody else who had not read it. And I'm sure she took it just to be polite. But it's like, okay. Anyway, so I see on Facebook, because I liked his gallery page on Facebook after I had done some research for Christmas that didn't materialize. And I see he's got this Valentine's thing. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. So I order it like January, I don't know, 10th, 15th, something like that, early. So I'm planning way ahead. Well, I know this guy. I kind of mentioned this last time we did a podcast that I was waiting for something that I had ordered.
That's right.
This is it.
That was it.
So I'm waiting, and I'm waiting because, you know, normally you make a purchase on the internet, and you'll get an email right back saying, hey, here's confirming your purchase, here's your order number, whatever. And then you'll get maybe a follow-up email, your order is filled. And another email, your order has shipped.
Right, and you got the weird notification that said it was the shipment was done or something.
Well, your order is done.
Yeah, and you
like,
were,
what
does
that
mean? It shipped or did it?
Yeah. I got no notification that the order had shipped. None. And I was starting to panic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's going on? Well, here's, I think, why it was delayed was he had done this print. Then about 4 or 5 days later, after I had ordered, he says, oh, I've changed it a little bit and I've signed it. So he added he took the original Valentine's painting and then left room and he signed it on the bottom. It's numbered. There's only, I think there were only 50.
Wow.
So it comes and I'm like, all right, but it comes rolled in a tube. And I'm like, well, I gotta, you know. So I go and another thing I learned, here's something, you ever have something that you wanted to get framed, but you're like, man, custom framing is going to be very expensive. And I know this sounds like a commercial, and actually we should cut this as a commercial and send it to Michaels, and perhaps they would want to sponsor the podcast.
Oh.
Because I went to Michaels, that's where I go for all my arts and crafty needs, because Cody, you know, I love to be in a sewing circle. I do a lot of crocheting and knitting.
You're very crafty.
I'm very crafty. I was knitting all the hats for the Women's March on Washington.
I remember that.
A lot of that.
A lot of hats. Tremendous.
Oh, my fingers bled for weeks, but it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over because they do framing, and we've bought a lot of frames there, just ready frames that you drop something in. Most of the things that we've got by this artist, by Jamie Hayes, are in just frames that we got at Michael's. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this framed. And I'm thinking, well, it won't be that much, or maybe they'll have a frame that everything will fit in. So I start talking to one of their specialists about custom framing this deal, and she goes through a couple things, and I said, listen, now this is a week before Valentine's Day, when I finally got the thing. So now it's a week. It's been almost a month since I ordered it. I finally have it in my possession. Now it's a week, I think a week and 3 days before Valentine's Day that I go into Michael's. And after we talk for a little bit, I finally say, oh, and will this be ready for Valentine's Day? And she said, oh, I figured this was a Valentine's gift. Because it says, be my Valentine is part of the thing.
That would tip it off?
No. Custom framing takes about 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, no.
Same thing happened to me when I went in before Christmas.
Really?
I got my sister the Chicago neighborhood map.
Yes.
And it does not come in a typical size.
But here's where you could have scored big points. Not that you didn't for that sounds like a lovely gift.
We got it framed somewhere else that would rush it. It was extremely expensive.
That's the problem. So I'm looking and I find a frame and then I think, well, I'm going to get my own matting. Because you can go and buy a piece of, you can buy a piece of matting and you can buy a frame off the shelf. And I was going to put it together myself. So I'm over in the matting section and it says, measure your picture, find your frame size, pick a piece of matting. Or if you don't want to do that, we have Framing Express. Framing Express, I think to myself. That sounds interesting. Framing Express is you figure out what size frame you need. And you pick it from just the shelves. You just buy it off the shelf, whatever it is. And you know Michael's frames are always on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking around and I go, oh, all right. This might be something. So I walk back up, and now the framing specialist is helping somebody else. But there's a little display on the counter, and I just point at this Framing Express, and I go, would this work? And she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Okay. So now I know what size frame I need. I go and I pick out a frame. And they frame it. They take the frame that you're buying, and they mat it. And they put, instead of the little cheapy things that are on the back of the frames, they put the wire, the presentation wire on there. You can upgrade it if you want to, like, the super special glass. You can, I went with not the just plain matting. I went with, like, an upgraded kind of velvety-looking matting that was kind of cool. The whole thing was $39.
Are you serious?
Plus the cost of the frame. But and that was on, you know, my wife loves that I get deals, so she doesn't mind me saying. The frame was on sale, so I bought the frame, and then it was $39. And you would have thought I bought it framed, because when she opened it, she was like, oh my, she was so excited because she loves this artist. And I know she had seen this thing on Facebook, and hers is number 7 out of 50.
Wow.
So that wasn't expensive either, because you're just buying the print. It wasn't framed.
Right, yeah.
But she was like, did you buy this framed? I was like, no, I had it framed. So that's the way to go. If you ever need something framed quickly, go to Michael's Frame Express. And, you know, it's terrific. It looks, you would never know that I didn't have it custom framed. It looks perfect.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it and judge for myself.
Well, I welcome that critique. So, all right. So I get the gift and it's all set. And I have it, and that framing only took 2 days.
That's incredible.
Boom, 2 days. Beautiful. All right. So then I'm like, well, we were going to go out the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Jeez. Wow, you're celebrating way early.
I don't like to wait. They pump up the prices on those Valentine's menus. I go pre-Thanksiving.
Sure.
For my Valentine's
post-Halloween
Day. Yes. Oh, no. Post-Halloween, pre-Thanksiving. I wear red, we celebrate Valentine's Day, and then come February, I'm free and clear.
But you have to avoid green, because then people will think you're out for Christmas.
Right. No. Oh, again, it's pre-Thanksgiving. So you're in that weird nebulous, the holidays haven't really started.
Yeah.
All right, so we were going to go out the Thursday before Valentine's Day for fondue. It was going to be a big fondue, romantic fondue.
And Valentine's Day was on a Tuesday, so that's
right.
five full days.
Right. Because, well, I couldn't go on...
We got Tony and Tina.
Tony and Tina's. And we tried to get a reservation for Friday, and that didn't go.
No.
Place was sold out.
Well, it was restaurant week, too, at least in the city.
Yes. Well, we were coming into the city. We were going to go to this joint up on, I don't know, fancy. It's one of the most romantic restaurants in the world, or in Illinois, in the country, Gage's Cafe.
Ah.
We're going to go there for our anniversary. And I don't say that to, you know, for any other reason, but to say that's where we're going.
All right, I'll be there.
All right, come on. It'll be very romantic. I never wear pants on our anniversary.
That's...
Just to let her know, hey, you've put up with this for 25 years. Deal with it.
I never wear pants on your anniversary either.
I know, and I appreciate the solidarity. So anyway, so we decide, but then Thursday's coming, and neither one of us are really into going out for Valentine's Day, like almost a full week before Valentine's Day. So we decide, all right, we're not going to do it. And I think to myself, well, I still have to do something nice for Valentine's Day. You know, the gift is one thing, but I'm going to make a nice dinner. So we're both on this new Weight Watchers plan, I have to try to come up with a dinner that's savory and romantic and yet not completely out of bounds price points-wise. Here's the menu. See if you enjoy this menu. Shrimp cocktail with this horseradish cocktail sauce from St. Elmo's in Indianapolis. Could be the hottest and spiciest cocktail sauce on the face of the planet. It's all horseradish.
Wow.
If you like horseradish, this is what they're known for. If you go to St. Elmo's Steakhouse in Indianapolis.
All right.
It's a wonderful place. You go to Indianapolis every year.
I go every year.
Do yourself a favor. Pull yourself away from the Gen Con crowd. Wander across. Get yourself a shrimp cocktail at this place. And your life will never be the same.
How far is it from the Indiana Convention Center?
It's right downtown.
All right.
It's right downtown.
I was about to look on my map.
You know what? Well, you've been to the Ram restaurant?
Yes, yes.
Directly across the street.
Oh, okay. So it's right there.
Directly across the street.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had been going to Indianapolis for years to try to, and I know you're looking at the clock like, how long is this story?
No. I was looking at
the Disney Channel.
In the corner of my
eye. Who the hell's watching the Disney Channel at a grown-up radio station?
I don't. That's
what kind of pedophiles are sitting in this studio during the day?
They're not all underage.
No, but it's the Disney Channel.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're a pedophile.
No, I don't know if they're pedophiles.
It's a bit extreme.
It is. I'm sorry. I lost my mind.
I will say, back in the day, I loved me some Xenon girl of the 21st century.
I don't know what that is. I know Xena Warrior Princess.
Kirsten Storm or Kristen Storm? I don't know. She was hot. It doesn't
Kirsten
matter.
Dunst. She's got a weird snaggletooth.
Does she?
Mary Jane Watson?
She's all right.
No. I'm not saying she's bad. Look, she got an odd snaggletooth.
I don't do celebrities.
Okay. Well, you would have done Emma Watson in a heartbeat.
I sure would have.
Let's not. Suddenly you're taking the moral high ground.
Let's not get too into that. My girlfriend listened to our entire podcast.
Oh, how'd she like that?
Which was an hour of me
talking about how you're going. Yeah, how you're going to have relations with the lovely Emma Stone.
Yeah, Emma Watson.
Yeah, Emma Stone. I used to like Emma Stone. Now I'm off her a little bit.
I don't know which one she is.
She's the redhead. She's in La La Land. She's in everything.
I don't know.
She was in Spider-Man. She was.
Her. Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, there's something about, you know what it is? She got really crazy Hollywood skinny.
Oh, did she?
She used to be thin, but there was, yeah, now, I don't know.
Yeah.
She bought into that weird Hollywood hype deal. Where was I? Oh, St. Elmo's. So do yourself a favor.
St. Elmo's, yes.
There's a few things I know. One of them is I don't recommend restaurants unless they're good. Because for years, it always bothered me that Debbie and Molly, I would recommend something, and they would always act surprised that it was good. And I'm like, why do you think I would recommend something that was garbage? Do you really think I would say, you have to try this because it is probably the most atrocious food stuff you will ever put in your mouth? It could ruin you for food for the rest of your life. So, no, but take my advice. Go get this.
I will.
So, shrimp cocktail, very nice. Then we go with two small cold lobster tails and a petite filet, baked potato, and asparagus.
My girlfriend asked me to make her lobster for Valentine's
it's
Day.
Very easy.
And I didn't. And you, here we, wow, we really
then,
did the same thing.
Then
this
we
year.
Cork open the, we uncork a bottle of wine from Spain, some, now I can't remember, Roja?
Roja.
Yeah,
let's just go with a Roja.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Roja.
Roja.
Because you have to roll it if it's at the beginning.
I see.
Roja.
Vino Rojo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vino, I don't know how
Vino,
that works.
I can't remember how we said it when we were drinking it over there. But anyway, so we have that. So, and she just kept saying, oh my God, this is so delicious. Oh my God, it's so delicious. And then I said, and you know what the points are? And they were negligible. Almost nothing, because seafood's almost no points.
Sure.
So this beautiful, romantic, that's what I'm saying. If I had made this for a girl that I was dating, forget about it. Forget about it. I still would be dehydrated. There'd be, I would have no fluids left in my body. I would have showed up here a husk of a human being.
Wow.
That's right. I paint that picture of carnal desire.
That was intense.
It was. So that was it. But then, yeah, so we finished our beautiful dinner, and she got me another. She was very as excited as I was about the gift for her. She was doubly excited about her gift for me, because for years she has been looking. My mom a number of years ago was in Ireland, and she brought me back a bolhrán, which is one of those small handheld drums that all the Irish people play and all of that. And I've had it for years. I've never really done anything with it, and I've talked about learning to play it. And I guess Debbie, for a couple of years, has been trying to find somewhere for me to take lessons and has talked to our good friend Michael McDermott, Patrick Kennedy at the Irish American Heritage Center, a bunch of places, and every lead she got kind of fell apart. Well, she was talking to somebody at the Old Town School of Folk Music and said, and then she found somebody and it was astronomically expensive. Like, you really don't want to teach this, do you? Because the price you're charging, who's going to pay that?
Supply and demand.
I guess. Well, so she's talking to somebody at the Old Town School of Folk Music, and they said, yes, we actually have one guy. And she's like, oh, well, you know, and she gets the details. And she says, well, I'd like to sign my husband up. And he's like, well, there's an immigration issue we have to check on.
Oh, no.
But there's an immigration issue. But let us get back to you. Whatever happened, the immigration issue must be fine because I start my bolhrán lessons on March 6th.
Look at you.
Yeah. So, you know, by next St. Patrick's Day, you just find me in a pub playing my little handheld drum with some band. And
now, are you musically inclined at all? I can't remember if you've ever played anything.
I have taken lessons on just about every instrument, from guitar to piano to drums. I didn't have the discipline to stick with it or to practice, mm-hmm. but I have good rhythm.
Okay.
So this seems like an instrument I should be able to learn because I have an innate sense of rhythm. I can keep a beat, and it's one hand, really. The second hand kind of moves around the inside to change the tone, but I can do this.
Sure.
And if you're not, you know, if you're not with me, I'm just rotating my wrist with my little tapper out. But so I'm hoping it pans out. So now I have, come March 6th, I have lessons.
That's exciting.
It is very exciting. Look at me broadening my horizons.
That's fantastic.
I'm learning something new at my advanced age.
And it's cool that your wife did something and got something for you.
Very, very cool. Even though I am not a proponent of men receiving Valentine's gifts.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's dumb.
I totally am.
All right. So how did it go?
She got me, well, I mean, since she knew I wasn't getting her anything.
You got her nothing?
I got her nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, but her birthday is next week.
I know, but that's like my brother's birthday is December 27th.
And you still get, I know.
You still get Christmas. Nothing? Not a flower?
No.
Not a cookie?
Nothing.
Not a pair of, you know, panties or something?
Not a thing. But we've been doing
nothing from Walgreens? You didn't even run in at the last minute for a Russell Stover foil heart?
No, I'm going to be making up for it on her birthday.
Oh, you better be.
It's one of those things where you gotta.
But wasn't she disappointed?
No.
She claimed she wasn't disappointed.
No, I told her for days.
There's our good friend Kerry Collins out there.
She waving at people.
He just came and waved it. He wanted to. He could have come in. We could ask him what he did on Valentine's Day.
Beckon him. You must beckon him forth. You must beckon him.
I don't know how to get in there.
To come forth into the. I have.
He won't even look up.
He wants to give us our privacy. We need privacy as we, I don't know how to talk to him.
Well,
okay,
now he's coming.
Now
I threw my pen.
Now you threw your pen. Brian's getting his pen. Craig, you got a minute? We got to ask you something on the podcast.
Yeah,
I'd love to be on the podcast.
It's very exciting.
Sure you would.
Hello.
You wouldn't want to be on this podcast.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hell, I don't even want to be on this.
I've seen this on Facebook.
This podcast is phenomenal.
Not this one. This is a web exclusive podcast.
Okay. Right. So for those of you who don't know, this is Craig Collins. He hosts, his podcast is called
You've Binge Challenged.
It's very hard to say. I should have named that something better.
Unless you're drunk. You've been challenged.
You've been challenged.
You've been challenged.
Yeah, that's,
Cash me as ha habada.
So that's the quality. This is amazing. You guys are kicking out something great here.
You just cashed him from outside.
I cashed him outside.
You are now cashed.
How about so we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And you're a married man.
I am.
When you're not doing You've Been Challenged or
Correct.
Working here. we can't say. Let's just say exciting things on the horizon for you here at WGN.
Yeah.
I don't know if those can be public, but
yeah, they can. Well, some of them can be public, and some of them are still in the works. So,
right.
But I'm doing a lot of WGN Plus stuff. So you'll see
Very
me all
nice.
Over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is not WGN Plus.
No, this is WGN Radio.
Right.
Com.
This is big time.
/category.
I apologize, you guys.
Listen. Yeah. You know why we're doing this? Because we're never on the air anymore. That's why we're doing this. All right, anyway, we're talking about Valentine's Day, and I was phenomenal, as you would expect. And my wife came through hardcore. It sounds like Cody's lady friend was very nice. You started to say what she...
She got me a box of candy hearts, the sweethearts.
Aww. Oh, I like those.
In Spanish.
Oh, even better.
To teach me little Spanish phrases.
Wow.
Because you just came back from the Mexico.
Uh-huh. From the Mexico.
From the Mexico. Mexico.
That's what I call it.
I usually just go to any Mexico, Mexico. I never go to the Mexico.
It's
too expensive.
I've only traveled to the Mexico. So.
The Mexico is very expensive.
But I'm a the WGN pluser, so.
That's true. So you're making the big dollar.
dollar, singular. Dollar. That was accurate.
I'm curious, what was the question about Valentine's Day?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
What, are you new? I know you go in. We go in on your podcast. Everything's very regimented. I was giving you some background.
I hope you're not in a hurry.
All right. I'm not.
Listen, nobody's holding you hostage. Cody did nothing for his girlfriend.
Oh,
nothing. Made a DiGiorno's pizza and opened a bottle of wine.
Although I will say the Friday prior to Valentine's Day, do you know what I let her force me to watch? What? Well, you're gonna yell at me now. For the first time. The weekend before Valentine's Day, we watched The Godfather.
Oh.
I had never,
seen The Godfather?
I know.
Your girlfriend forced you to watch The Godfather, and then you did nothing for Valentine's Day
really?
For her? That was deserving of a huge Valentine's Day gift.
I knew this would go downhill.
Your eyes have been open to cinematic genius, and yet you went, you know what, baby? For you, I'll preheat the oven to 425. That's right. I got 30 minutes. Did you even put anything extra on there, like some oregano or a little Parmesan cheese? Did you doctor it up at all?
Did you at least try to mold it into a heart? Maybe just shove the one side?
You live above a Lou Malnati's. Literally, he lives above a Lou Malnati's. You could have walked out and gotten a heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah,
they would have probably just left it on your stoop. You wouldn't have even had to walk in.
She actually preheated the oven.
Oh, of course she did.
Sure and
she did.
Put the Spanish meat on the pizza. Oh, but I ate it with her, and I uncorked that wine. Mm-hmm. I uncorked that bottle of wine.
So we're talking just part one or part one and two for The Godfather?
Just one so far, but I promised her I would watch two.
You promised her.
Yeah. You got to watch two. Two is one of the few sequels that has ever won an Academy Award.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful film. Skip three.
Yeah, she said I can skip three.
Skip three. Yeah. And don't do – they've got – have you seen that thing where they kind of mash them all together?
And made it chronological, it's really terrible.
Awful.
Don't do that.
Just watch two.
That sounds bad. I will say the funny thing is when we watched it, we found a copy online somewhere and just kind of streamed it, but it didn't have subtitles for the Italian scenes. So when they go to Italy, that entire part, watching them yell in Italian. Now, she has a PhD in Spanish, so she understood a lot of it because it's a romance language, and she would translate the bits that she could catch.
She was translating the movie for you. And you did nothing for her for Valentine's Day. Yet again.
Oh, but he's going to make it up because her birthday's in 2 weeks.
Her birthday is next week.
A week
her birthday is 10 days after Valentine's Day.
Right. Okay, that's so 10 days that you could have
It's going to be a big birthday.
I'm a little more ready to agree with Cody.
Nah.
If two holidays happen or two celebrations very close to each other.
Nope. I use the example.
Sense.
My brother's birthday is December 27th.
Really?
Well, I'm not dating your brother.
Well, you're lucky because he would have kicked your ass for forgetting his birthday.
Brian, do you do two... Are they equal?
Well,
Christmas and the birthday?
Christmas is always bigger for everybody.
Okay.
Christmas is always bigger than anybody's birthday.
Right.
Except Jesus. we'll go out to dinner. We'll make sure he gets a cake or even when he was a kid.
I'm really impressed with that. I'm sure you guys already discussed that, but that's ridiculous. And what Cody is doing makes more sense.
What Cody is doing
is he's going to take the birthday to that next level. Yeah.
He's got to bring the birthday now because he completely choked on Valentine's Day.
I promise you.
What we brought you in, I want to see the difference.
Okay.
Because I explain, you'll have to listen to the podcast. I'm not going through the story of my big Valentine's again. But you're a married guy. I've been married a couple of years.
I've been married for four now.
That's two couples. Two couple of years. That's what I meant. He's been married for 4 years. What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
So I took her out to dinner before Valentine's Day, which we do every year.
How far ahead?
So this is
January 8th.
No. So this is probably the week before, but it is Valentine's Day. We celebrate Valentine's Day on that day. And we just go because we don't like to make reservations and all that crap. So we pick a restaurant the day of and just go that night.
Okay.
And that's Valentine's Day dinner. Beyond that, she was coming back from Mexico right around Valentine's Day. The Mexico.
All right.
So I bought her chocolates and put them in the chair for when she got in the car. And then I had flowers at home displayed
Look at that.
For the wife.
Look at this guy. That's nice.
Which I that's not a whole lot.
That's
a
lot. That's probably Walgreens run,
flour,
right?
Yeah, Walgreens run before I pick her up from the airport.
And you're hooked up.
And a dinner the week before.
Right.
Yeah. She did nothing for me, though, so I'm
is
a little
that
confused.
Right?
Yeah, but is that a thing?
I was just saying to Cody.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's normal.
A lot
very
of women
normal.
Do. Unless you're in, well, I was going to say unless you're married, but my wife always does
damn
something despite my protestations.
Got it.
Because I don't think Valentine's Day is for guys.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so either. All the other holidays, like I get stuff, and she's probably nicer than me, so this one I'm nicer than her.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know.
Craig, I've had a girlfriend on maybe 10 of my various Valentine's days in my life. I've gotten a gift maybe once or twice.
And those are all from Casey.
No, they were, well,
because you really owe her something.
He said her name.
Oh, am I not supposed to? Is that not a thing?
I don't know. I never said her name.
No. 2 years, our first Valentine's Day, she agreed to let me go to get a Taco Bell breakfast with her.
Got it.
Which ended up being really fun, but that was kind of her gift to me.
Yeah.
There was only one other time ever with any other girl that I remember the girl actually going out of her way to do something nice for me. So
I've had girls buy me flowers on Valentine's Day.
Which makes no sense.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to look at them. I'm sensitive. I'm a guy who likes flowers. I buy flowers for our house all the time. Oh. I tell W they're for her.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm now intruding on your podcast, but
no, we invited you in.
You were
in barge in.
Okay,
yeah, you were invited
in. Well, then I'm just going to sit on the microphone until I get thrown out. I'm just going to stay.
You can stay.
This whole episode was going to be about post Valentine's Day and watching The Godfather, all in English.
Yeah,
and that was it.
And I was good.
Actually, hold on.
You hit all the boxes.
You know what else we did?
No, I had a lot of stories.
The day before we're doing two podcasts.
I know. Thank
so
God.
Much, so many podcasts. The day before Valentine's Day, she and I went to the Belmont Theater District, did a open house deal.
Okay.
Where?
So you could go to one of three tracks.
You know, I work in the Belmont Theater District.
We walked past the Tony and Tita Theater several times.
Sure that,
we actually looked for your headshot, but it wasn't in
no,
there.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Please.
But we...
Please.
You could choose a track and then go and kind of tour a couple different theaters.
Oh.
We chose the Theater Wit track.
Yes.
Now, this particular branch of the tour, we only stayed at the Theater Wit the whole time.
Okay.
But different theater companies came in.
Oh.
So there was a theater company that came in and had an actor do a monologue from a one-man show that he is doing.
Wow.
And he's also in a show at Chicago Shakespeare, so we talked about that. And then they had a burlesque company come in and
Hello.
Do a few burlesque acts. I've never been a fan of burlesque.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen a full burlesque show. One of the ladies in Tony and Tina's performs in a burlesque theater.
I'm a fan, and I've seen it. I'm curious, though, Cody, you said you went and did all this stuff. Was this your idea?
Yes.
Okay.
This was my idea.
And this
I
was
found
to be
it.
Romantic?
I booked. Well, it was the day before Valentine's Day. All right. My girlfriend's very anti-consumerist. You know, she doesn't
buy
into...
girlfriend who is to not be named.
She doesn't buy into Hallmark.
Her mom listens. Her mom listens, so...
She doesn't buy into Hallmark holidays.
Got it.
So, like, if I had bought a $5 card, she would have gotten mad.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me was thinking, all right, we're not going to do reservations for dinner because she'll just get mad at that.
Right.
I'm not going to buy her some stuff. I don't know.
That sounds very convenient. She's going to get mad. I can't really.
I'm not
There's
sure
nothing.
She's going to get mad, but I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, why
just
risk
to be
it?
Safe.
I'm going to, you know, going out to dinner is so, the man wants us to buy into this whole thing. I agree with cards. Cards are a ripoff. Cards are a hustle. 90% of the time, we don't do cards. I did buy her a Valentine. A card, and she bought me one. But most of the time for holidays like that, I'll just give her the gift. I'd rather spend that extra $5, you know, on a beer for me while I'm shopping for the gift.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think
I don't
so.
Know. There's something really nice about a long note, like one that almost ridiculously fills the card. There's something that feels like an extra. You bought the nice card, and it has its little sentiment.
Yeah.
But then you wrote so much crap that you probably needed a couple
sheets. Oh, I
write
a lot. Yeah, I write a lot of stuff in there.
So that makes it kind of non-consumer.
Why not just write a beautiful handwritten love note?
Because that doesn't look as nice
Get
as
yourself
a beautiful
some
card with...
Go out and buy some stationery to last you forever.
Colored construction paper.
Colored construction paper and a marker.
Yeah, but all that looks like my child just brought it home from school.
Right.
That's not romantic. That's...
Isn't it? Maybe you get a doily, you glue it on there.
It's my
get
favorite
a glue
way to
stick.
Win a conversation ever, isn't it?
Put sparkles all over it.
Ever
Everybody
heard of glitter?
Loves sparkles.
I got one word for romance, glitter.
Okay.
That and strippers. Well, I have one word for romance and strippers,
and
it's glitter.
Wow.
Glitter covers everything.
All-encompassing.
Listen,
culture reduces.
Glitter is a wonderful thing.
Culture reduces love to romance.
No, and
heard.
I think if you're only buying into that stuff because you feel you have to, then it is consumerism. And Valentine's Day, if you research it, yeah, it's morphed into a big consumer thing, but there's a history behind it.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Yeah, a bunch of people were shot on the north side of Chicago.
That's one Valentine's Day. I'm talking about all the way back to St. Valentine's Day. St. Valentine.
Wasn't he murdered?
He was marrying people.
He was beheaded, and then his head was sent somewhere. Like, it's really, a lot the way of, in which he was murdered is terrible.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
But he was marrying people against the...
Got it.
Against the law.
Very sweet, you know? Romantic man. Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. But you better bring the heat for the birthday.
I had this.
What are you
cool
doing for the birthday? Is it all a surprise?
It's all a surprise.
A big surprise.
It's a big surprise. All there's right. Big birthday stuff. But
monkey wrench got thrown into it. I hear
something like that. I got the theater district thing, and it just happened to be the day before Valentine's Day. So it's like, you know, we're doing this thing. It's a date. It's special.
Take her out to dinner?
Just because it's not on the same calendar day.
He's got another DiGiorno pizza. There's no reason to go.
Dinner was included.
Where'd you go? Oh, dinner was
included. We went to Shuba's afterward.
Oh, nice.
Oh, all right.
See?
Oh, that sounds nice.
That sounds nice.
Right? I am capable of doing nice things with her, just not on the exact calendar day.
Yeah, but that you, again, that's the day right before. That counts. That would have counted.
And for Chicago Theater Week, the CSO has tickets for this coming Sunday, $15 a ticket.
Wow.
So I'm taking her to the Symphony on Sunday.
Oh.
And I'm taking her to the House of Blues on Saturday to this Here Come the Mummies.
They are phenomenal.
You've seen them?
I've seen videos. I tried to interview them. I talked to them. Here Come the Mummies are crazy.
You should go with the House of Blues Saturday.
You
have a show. No.
They are phenomenal. Have you ever heard of them?
I've never heard anything about Here Come the Mummies.
Their songs are, one, very adult.
Okay.
But these guys, they're session musicians from Nashville. And by contract, they can't perform as themselves. So they go on stage dressed as mummies. And
no one knows who they actually are.
No. And they were playing at the Wisconsin State Fair when I was working at TMJ. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get them. And I was talking to their manager. And he's like, we can't do it right before because we can only do it in makeup or in costume. So, yeah. I didn't know they were at the House of Blues.
Exactly. So I'm taking her to that. And then,
and this is all just stuff you're doing for her? Or there's, like, you're doing this because of holidays / birthdays?
Well, we all do things. We like doing things together, and we have some similar interests. And so we do a lot of stuff. So that's why Valentine's Day, it didn't feel like we need to
do anything special.
Yeah, you need to, like, consciously try to do something, because it didn't have to be overdetermined.
Right.
Like, it would have been overdetermined if we tried to force, you know, we're going to all these things, watching The Godfather. If suddenly it's like, February 14th is the specific date we have to do something, then it just...
Well, that's kind of why I told you before. That's why we bowed out of that Thursday before Valentine's Day going out to dinner. I was like, I knew I was going to make a nice dinner, and I knew I had the gift, so it was like, you know.
Exactly. Culture reduces love to romance. Right. We've learned that today.
And we have gone full circle.
We learned that I'm not good at romance, so it's a really good
thing.
Listen,
she's stuck with you so far for a couple of years, so you must be good at something.
It sounds like you're romantic all the time, so just extra romance is not your thing.
No, I just like going out.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. We've been going out quite a bit lately. We went to, since you brought up theater, I was going to save this story, but it'll be short. It'll be short and we'll wrap up.
That's acceptable.
We went to the theater last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. we went, now you will recall my last theater, the last time we spoke of theater, I gave a rave review to Hamilton. I spoke very highly of going to see Phantom of the Opera. My love for musicals, I guess, is well known. I didn't know it until I started going through all the plays that I like and realized, wow, most of them are musicals, and I really enjoy them. Last night, we were lucky enough to, well, I thought we were lucky enough to get tickets to opening night of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
If that's something you had been thinking to yourself, wow, that might be fun to go see a one-man show based on a 1992 self-help book about relationships, I can't wait. Do yourself a favor. Put your head in a bucket and hit it with a hammer.
Wow.
I've seen this. I've seen Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Did
I've seen that. Yeah, the one-man play. It was over at one of these off-Broadway, off-Chicago Broadway theaters.
This was at the one at Water Tower.
Yeah, exactly. I saw it there.
Did
and
you?
I saw this like a year ago.
Yeah.
I've seen exactly what you've seen. And I also saw the Harry Potter two-man show. Have you, like,
I saw that Potter.
Yeah.
Potter was
so I kind of expected it to be a Potted Potter level of entertainment. It is not. I agree with Brian completely.
It was to the
information
here's how I boil
is
it
dated.
Down. Oh, 100% dated. This is how Debbie summed it up. Boy, it was like sitting in every bad comedy club in the 90s listening to hacks, drivel, lame material. At intermission, she turned to me and said, "You look miserable. Do you want to leave?" And I was like, "No, we
you
got the tickets through. We got the tickets. I didn't want to upset the people who I got the tickets
from.
Sure,
sure, sure.
I'll wait." I said, "Why are you?" I said, "Do you only want to leave because you think I'm miserable?" She goes, "I haven't laughed out loud once."
Did anybody laugh out
loud? Oh,
yes,
there
sir.
Were people
yeah.
howling like it was the funniest thing they had ever heard. And I was predicting the cliched bad jokes. First of all, the guy who's doing it, God bless him, not for me. Very cloying, theatrical.
Yeah.
He reminded me, again, of a bunch of really bad comics that I've worked with in the past.
Ooh.
The big eye, duh, and doing the thing, and he's doing the heel-toe walk, and he's bouncing around.
Yeah.
And he's and
well, that's how you show Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, by the way. You fully act it out.
Oh, man. It was horrifying.
Yeah.
I knew within the first 5 minutes that this was going. I turned to Debbie because I'm well known in our family for my loathing of Mamma Mia. I took Debbie to see it in Las Vegas. And at that point, I said to her, it was the longest 2.5 hours of my life. I will never.
I will disagree. There's redeeming qualities to Mamma Mia.
You know what?
There's
the part of Mamma Mia
that are kind of fun.
At the end when they're just doing the songs,
yeah.
I liked it.
See?
The rest of it, leading up to the final 15 minutes, if I had had said bucket and hammer,
sure,
I would have been keeping a beat to Dancing Queen just pounding on my head with a sledgehammer.
The difference, though, as you're saying, is that Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, zero redeeming qualities. Zero moments of entertainment.
I said to Debbie, well, the good news is Mamma Mia is no longer my least favorite play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia has skyrocketed to second to the last on my list.
And it has to be a distant gap between those two things. One is entertaining for a lot
of
people.
All right. I'll give you there's more of it. There's the bigger gap. They're not neck and neck.
Right, okay.
Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus takes the top spot of things that I would avoid more than the clap by a wide margin.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not good. And again, there were people, and I don't know why or who they are or what they've seen as comedies beforehand, who were howling.
Can I ask if these people were of a certain age?
They were either my age or a little older.
Okay.
There was also a woman who was a little older than me who was asleep, four seats down. There were people who left at intermission. There were a lot of people, as I looked around, because I had a lot of time to look around. Even we were in the fourth row, center, so I know this guy saw me. Because I was wearing a red camel hair sport coat, so I was not blending. Plus, it was light where we were sitting because we were so close to the stage. So I know Mr. Happy Feet had to see me just sitting there, and I wasn't being rude or making face. I was just sitting, looking, staring like a. Well, you've both been in these situations where you can't believe you're there and you're just staring. And I would shift again, and I would kind of look at Debbie. Who was basically staring like I was. I heard her make a couple early. She made like a that kind of laugh. That was as much of a laugh as she gave. Every hackneyed cliche.
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
Our experience, we sat next to Father Time, and he thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen in his whole life.
Father Time.
But this man had to be like
top hat
barely capable. Yeah, barely capable of getting out. I mean, no offense to him, but he was aged, and he thought it was the funniest thing.
Oh, there were
on
a lot
the planet.
Of there were a lot of older people at the performance last time, but there were a surprising amount of young people, like your age, people in their 30s, and there were three. Young women, again, your age, maybe a couple years younger, sitting right behind me. Oh, guffawing.
Wow.
Guffawing. And I'm like, have you never really seen comedy
before?
Were
they drunk?
I don't know. There is liquor available. There wasn't enough liquor available.
I'm glad you warned me about this, because I was considering seeing it.
Yeah, oh, my God. Don't see anything
that.
But.
Because I saw a one-man show in college, like, remembering the caveman or something.
Defending the caveman.
All right. I loved that show.
To be honest, I have never seen it. Oh. Do yourself a favor. Download Nick's.
Yeah, Nick's rant Nick's, of defending
Nick,
the caveman.
It's historic.
Oh, really?
About defending. And I know.
For sure. Really?
I know the guy who, one of the guys who originated the part. I worked with him a number of times. I know another comic who was a horrible comic, but he was also a clown in Ringling Brothers. Honest to God.
And, I know clowns.
Right, I know clowns.
By profession.
Yeah, no, this he was a professional clown.
Yeah.
And then he ended up doing Defending the Caveman in Vegas for a while. I've never seen the show, but I'm guessing it's probably about the same kind of thing.
I liked it when I was 19 or 20.
How many years ago would that have been?
12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know if Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus was funny 13 years ago. So I don't know. I don't think that humor has been funny for a long time.
Well, no. And then they bring up, some video of John Gray, who wrote the book.
Yeah.
And he's doing it. So this is probably the same thing, just a different goofball.
Right. And it was
or maybe
odd,
the same goofball.
The moments when they were showing, like, the guy were oddly salesy.
You felt like you were at some sort of recruitment convention.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then they have computer-generated animation that kind of goes with what he's saying. And if you looked, this is me because I'm nuts and I hated every second of it. I'm looking at his suit going, boy, his suit is out of style too, because it was probably filmed 15 years ago. So he's got the weird lapels on his suit. I'm like, oh, God. And again, I said to Debbie, the only redeeming quality is that we're going to another play on Tuesday.
Ooh.
So the horrible theater experience that was Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus will be usurped, God only hopes, on Tuesday night.
What are you seeing Tuesday?
Tuesday night we're seeing The Illusionists from Broadway.
Ooh.
These seven magicians, I'm getting illusionists, I guess, at the Oriental Theater. It's
nice.
Opening night. I like to put on my tux and my spats and go to opening night performances.
Sure, yeah.
So we're going to see that, which I'm hoping. I no matter what, it's got to be better than this.
Sure.
Watching this bottle roll down the hallway
Brian's
would
fired
be
up,
more.
Greg.
I'm just trying to steer people. People work hard for their ticket money.
I'm thrilled that I'm here for this specific podcast because I can just totally agree with you.
It's glad.
A complete crap fest of a thing.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's not good in any way.
And whoever wrote the comedy.
Yeah.
Was the laziest comedy writer in the history of comedy.
The only thing I'm happy about is that it's so much further in my past than yours that I'm just a little less angry. Yeah.
Yes, you have distance.
Right.
Me, it's still raw.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up this morning and I was like,
that angry, yeah.
Oh, I'm, yeah. I texted Debbie. I said, have you recovered yet?
Right.
And she's like, ugh, don't even remind me.
Wait, Craig, did your wife like it?
No, my wife, well, but she thought parts of it were, I don't know, there's a culture in Mexico that might be a little bit akin to some of the jokes that were made there. So there were parts of it that she thought were somewhat humorous, but we didn't have a good time. Neither one of us.
Picture every bad sitcom where the guy is just a dope.
Right.
And the woman has to fix him.
Right.
And the guy can't do anything right. Blah,
blah, blah. Every sitcom.
Yes, it's every sitcom. And one of the stories that they told in the play was a direct ripoff of an Everybody Loves Raymond episode. did you guys watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
I had, yeah.
Binge
yeah.
it. It's okay. funny. There was
I
an
think that's a challenge.
There's
that
an episode.
Like challenge. Sounds like a challenge to me.
I've been
I just
challenged.
Threw it down. There's an episode where they leave suitcases at the bottom of the stairs, and the suitcases stay there forever. One of his stories was how his wife piles stuff at the bottom of the stairs, and he doesn't get it. And I'm like, oh, my God, they ripped off Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, oh, my God. So do yourself a favor. That's my – if Dean – ever retires from reviewing theater for WGN, I can obviously step in because I'm not shy about giving my opinion.
Yeah, we're going to use this as a reel anywhere you
I
go.
I hope so. Yes,
yeah.
Please. Hey, did you hear his? It almost. I hope that someday it is revered half as much as Nick's defending the caveman.
I don't know
rant.
If it's possible, but yes.
I don't know. Well, that's why I said half. Right.
So was it revered? When
it's
was this rant?
For Nick D fans and maybe for anyone else familiar with it?
For
this
Nick
would
D
be,
fans, yeah.
This would be his number one rant. Which is saying a lot for a Nick.
That is saying an extraordinary
but
amount.
But that is the number one.
I think it went on for like 40 minutes.
Yeah. I pulled all the audio. I'll share it with you.
Okay.
It's something else.
When was the rant?
A long time ago.
Years
yeah.
ago. Back before I started.
Yeah, wow. Long before I worked with him. I just found it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to. I'll check it out on WGNRadio.com, which is where you can find our podcast and lots of other podcasts.
And where can we find Game Life Balance US?
On WGNRadio.com, because it's all WGN Radio.
Oh, that's a WGN Plus podcast, is what I would like to call those. Ones that are featured on the Plus page. I throw that WGN Plus in there.
Okay.
But it's still WGN Radio.
You go to WGNRadio.com, but there is a WGN Plus page.
Right. Cody
and
is a WGN Plus podcaster.
Are you curating all of those? Is that your
I am, yeah. I might
deal?
Fire people. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
So am I Game Life Balance US Plus now? Is that what I have to be?
Well, do you go to Canada or the Mexico?
Right.
No,
can
but
people
we
listen to you in the Guatemala?
I don't know.
They can. Yeah, they sure can.
I haven't checked our stats.
V Plus goes everywhere.
We have a sister show in Australia. Does that count?
The Plus goes everywhere. The Plus goes everywhere.
Can you guys title the podcast that when we do this?
Is that the subheader of the WGN Plus page?
You know what? You know what half a plus sign is? This.
Brian just made a gesture that I don't think would be appropriate for our radio show.
For our radio show?
Yep.
Oh, the radio show? Yeah, I flip people off all the time.
Told you I'm an aspiring British theater critic or whatever we said.
Keep it up. I'll be reviewing you. Cody did a one-man British show. My God, I would have liked to take a mutton chop and jammed it down his throat.
I've got half a plus for Cody.
Yeah, half a plus. That's the Brian Noonan. That's the Brian. You know, some people give thumbs up. Some people give. I give a plus or a half a plus.
You got a plus. These two got half pluses.
Oy.
Boom, boom.
Gubnas.
Well, this one's about an hour.
Yeah, you guys crushed this. Good job.
You crushed it. You were part of the team.
Yes, you were able to jump in. We like to. We occasionally we'll have guests in. We don't schedule guests, but people have wandered into the studio. And we'll go, hey, you want to sit down? Jeff Carlin's been on a number of times.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sure. You know, we like to. We
very inclusive.
Sure. Why not? What else are we going to do? What are we going to be clicky like everybody else? No. We like to. We bring people in. We're inclusive. We don't close a door and then have a big party and not and make it seem like you can't come in. We don't do that.
Yeah, that's kind of mean. When
I whip a pen at a window and tell a guy, "Get in here, sit down. I got something to say to you."
It's true. It's a little violent, but it's nice.
You were not looking up.
I was trying
to
listen to you guys
around
in the
like
other room.
Spastics.
I was trying to turn it on in the other studio.
You could have just walked in.
I know.
When did we become?
Well, now he knows.
Now
how would he know that? How would you feel if Violetta just walked by and came in here and sat down and was like, "Hi guys,
I'm
on the podcast now." You'd be a little.
Is that your Violetta?
Yeah, you'd be a little Violetta. You can't just come in here like you own the place, and she'd be like, "Oh yeah, I can," because she kind of does. And then,
it sounds sort of like Mickey Mouse, just to be honest.
So does she.
Okay,
in the nicest way possible.
Right,
she's great. She's all over the Facebook page. She's doing always doing the
what was that with your head?
I'm here at Wrigley Field, and I'm reporting. And she does these great video packages, and it's awesome. It's great. She's just right there. Her booth is right there. That's the only reason I bring her up.
Does Violetta get a plus or a half plus?
She
from
gets
Cody?
A plus.
Okay, good.
She's great. Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Wonderful.
Violetta
gets the full plus.
The
Boom.
Full plus.
I give
all
it a full plus.
I'm just saying, if anybody came into this,
I
video,
give Cody just throwing people under the bus half a plus.
Who would I throw under the
I'm
bus?
Kidding.
I don't throw people under buses.
Kid,
I'm just making it all crazy now. I'm just turning up.
Nope,
all the
listen. Get off the cross. Don't you were invited in.
It's a plus, not a cross.
Right, no. Right. Well, when Craig puts it like, oh, suddenly I'm so big, so bad, like a martyr. Good Lord. We invited you in. We wanted you here.
It's a really great
time. We actually asked you to talk. That's you've talked on the air before.
I have.
Not recently.
I do enjoy it. Well, hey, now.
I'm kidding.
That all got really mean. We took some shots.
Just
shots
one
fired.
Shot. I only need one.
Right,
I take
true.
One.
That's true.
Boom. Right to the breadbasket. I double
you over.
I've
been all over the WGN Plus if you've been listening. Not
He's,
just my own
been
show.
Podcast frightened me. He my has, mom keeps asking,
how do I listen to these podcasts?
I am now a contributing voice on Scott Stantis' podcast,
is that
Amy
right?
Goot's podcast.
From Soundgarden?
Are they together? Don't they do it together?
Scott Stantis, the political cartoonist. No, not that one.
Don't
Amy
they do
and
it
Rex
together?
Hubke do one.
Oh, that's one.
Together.
Okay.
I'm also on Elton Jim's podcast. I'm
Good
all
Lord.
Over the place. Yeah. You can hear me on most of the
how
podcasts.
How are you
going to
monetize any of that?
I don't know. I haven't thought of any of that
That's the
yet.
Key.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been doing my podcast for 6 years, and I haven't made a dollar.
Yeah, I've never been on his. That's a new check mark I got to take.
We got to play more video games.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
I travel to the U.S. Does that help?
Oh,
that does help.
You can go on the road with
I have a life. No. Is that the new car show?
Yeah, if you go on the road, I heard that he'll put you on the show. That's what I was talking to him about today.
If you go on the road, he'll put you on the show.
That's the name of the show. So if you're on the road, you can be on the road with Dane. I mean, I'm kidding. This is not necessarily...
I know it's a new show.
Yeah,
I don't know much about it.
It's going to be auto-focused and not necessarily just people traveling the world. But I'm pitching to you to try to get on...
Just driving across
country. Just being on the road, yeah.
You know, I like to just I like to get in the car and just go. Mostly because I have nothing else to do.
I think
it's
going to work out well.
So I'm just going to drive around, call Dane.
There you go. This is a plan.
I'll call Dane. I'll text you guys. Hey, I'm calling Dane. Keep everybody in the loop.
And then we'll all figure out how to make money at some point.
Nah, not here.
All right.
Well, I don't know where we're going with this conversation.
We're wrapping this one up. Because I will, you know, we got a lot of good things to talk about in the next podcast.
Yeah,
so we're going to record another one. As we always do, we always record another one. When do we have a show? Here's the estimate. I believe, and this could change any moment, we have a show, an actual on-air radio show, terrestrial radio, heard 50,000 watts from the Allstate Showcase Studio on March 5th. I already have a guest booked, so that means the show is going to get bumped because Northwestern basketball is TBD, their start time.
Mm.
I was told that probably that they're thinking noon for that start time for the TBD.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which would be fine. I'm not holding out a lot of hope. That's why I booked a guest, figuring the show will just get canceled.
I received an email from those guests, and I emailed them back and said, hey, you know, we're waiting on a schedule. We'll get back to you. And
I got
an email back.
I booked something completely autonomous.
Got so many guests.
That one we'll put off more to the spring. The girls?
No, different one.
A different one.
Uh-oh. Same one. We'll talk off air.
We'll talk off the air. That's when we have show
meetings.
We want
to talk shop. We don't have
some show meetings off the air.
We don't have show meetings.
No, we always do our show meeting on the air.
Well, that's true.
We
want to
hang out off the air.
Yeah, all right.
We take care of all the business. So March 5th, we should be back on the radio.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or not. Well,
Or not. If we're not, well, listen to us here.
Yeah.
And I'll explain to my mom how to find it. Because she's still baffled.
A lot of people don't know. Craig, anything you want to plug
while you're here as our guest?
Listen to everything on WGN Plus. I'm part of all of it.
I hear
you've
been
challenged most specifically, but anything else that you guys
want
to do?
Who's your latest episode? What's your latest episode?
The most recent episode we put out was with Steve Dale. We did I Love Lucy.
Really?
Yeah. We were just talking about that. Full circle.
Full circle.
Boom.
I just binged Stranger Things. You guys watch Stranger Things?
I did that with Kristen Decker.
I've heard everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
How was it?
Full plus.
Yeah.
Full plus. 8 episodes. This I didn't even have to watch it on Netflix because SAG sent me the DVDs.
No, they didn't.
Yes,
why?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
Because I'm a SAG member and I got it as a screener before the SAG Awards. I got that. I've been watching all sorts of first-run movies that the union sent to me. I watched Fences. I've got La La Land. I've got Jackie.
Oh, can I get La La Land?
Manchester by the Sea.
Can you share those with people?
No.
Okay.
There's a big warning right when it starts.
All right, okay.
I'm supposed to watch them and destroy them. And as far as SAG knows, that's what I did. I watched it and destroyed it. I have a huge bonfire every time that I watch a movie that SAG sent me.
Wow.
So I watched Manchester by the Sea. It was wonderful. We watched Arrival with Amy Adams. I can't give it a full plus, but I can't go quite half plus either because I didn't hate it. I just... And I love Amy Adams. Not a big fan of the film. But anyway, that's how I binged. So that, because my daughter was, did you watch it on Netflix? I said, no, I didn't have to watch it on Netflix. I had high quality DVDs in a very special package. Boom. So yes, watch Stranger Things. There you go. All right. That's enough reviews. We've got another full podcast to record.
Thanks for coming, Craig.
Thanks for coming, Craig.
No problem, guys.
Always a pleasure. That's Craig Collins. You've Binge Challenged is his podcast. And he's the voice on every other podcast.
Everyone.
Elton, Jim lets you get a word in?
Yeah, all the time.
That's nice.
I know.
Good for you.
It's been interesting.
Tremendous. We're just going to stop on me saying tremendous?
Yep.
All right.
That's the adjective that ends this show. That's tremendous.
Sad.